First this week, a drug that reverses the ageing process has been unveiled by scientists in the Netherlands. Administered to mice that were the rodent equivalent of human 80-year-olds, the agent triggered the animals to recover lost hair, move with renewed vigour, and also reversed age-related decline in their kidney function. The drug causes worn-out or senescent cells to kill themselves, preventing them from exerting harmful effects on surrounding healthy tissue. And it works by prising a cell signal, which is called P53, away from the clutches of another protein, which is called FOXO4, and this triggers the senescent cell to die. Peter de Keyser created it.
Senescence is a state of hibernation. It can occur in cells that are irreparably damaged, that cannot cope with the damage, and they basically stop dividing. That's in principle a good thing, because you don't want damaged cells going rogue. However, these cells secrete a whole range of factors that are unwanted. As we age, we get more and more of these senescent cells, therefore we also get more and more of these unwanted factors in our environment of the body. And it's actually shown that taking out these senescent cells from mice makes them live longer.
Why would the body elect to hang on to these cells, which are, for want of a better word, just sort of sitting there poisoning the well? Why doesn't it get rid of them?
It is thought that early in life, these so-called senescent cells have a benefit over cell death. So if a cell is irreparably damaged and chooses to die, if we have this too often in our bodies, then we would remain very tiny. And we would be outcompeted by nature back, you know, when we were still running around in bearskins. So early in life, it is beneficial to have these senescent cells over dying cells. However, we were never meant to become 80 years of age. And as we age, we get more and more of these senescent cells. And that's when they start becoming problematic.
And what sorts of factors do they squirt out into the body, these senescent cells, which have a deleterious effect?
Over 100 different kinds of proteins have been identified to be secreted. Some prominent ones are interleukins, which are pro-inflammatory factors. Also proteases, which break down the matrix of our tissues, for instance. So that's undesirable. And also there are plenty of growth factors, which can actually promote tumor growth, for instance.
And you think you may have a way to skew whether or not they choose to become senescent or to die off?
From a fundamental research point of view, we try to figure out, like, why is it some cell types die and others do not? They go into senescence. And I tried to figure out what could be the molecular switch. And we identified a protein, and that's the pivot between death and arrest. And by making something to resemble this protein, I could fool the system. And therefore, we could eliminate these senescent cells.
And does that mean then that if you were to administer that signal into, say, an old animal, that you could rid the animal's tissues of the senescent cells which are contributing to the aging process, and therefore you could, at the very worst, potentially arrest aging and maybe even wind the clock back a bit?
Yeah, you're spot on, actually. That's exactly the case. So we started off in petri dishes with cells, and there, if we make those cells senescent, we could eliminate them by adding this compound. And if we did this then in mice that were about 2.5 years of age, which is roughly 80 years in terms of human years, they have, for instance, worse fitness. The hair loss is a feature. They have worsened organ function. And we could normalize those levels with using this compound.
Right. So you actually can reverse some of those signs of aging in these mice.
I think that's the big novelty of this study. So far, much of the anti-aging research has focused on delaying aging, for instance, eating less and exercising more. But society actually shows the reverse. We exercise less and we eat more. So this is a message that doesn't really appeal to the general audience. What we now show is that it's actually possible that when you're already aged, that we can actually reverse some of these effects. And that's the big novelty of this study.
What is this stuff? And where can I get some, more importantly?
So this chemical is actually part of a protein called FOXO4, and it's physically associated to another protein, which is called P53. What I designed is a small piece of protein that it releases P53, and that leads to cell death.
So essentially what we've got is this FOXO4 sitting there, and in a senescent cell, which is just stewing and being miserable, it's grabbed the P53 molecule, and in that situation, the cell just sits and stews. Your drug molecule gets between those two, stops the FOXO4 from grabbing the P53 and the P53 then triggers the cell instead to die.
That's absolutely correct.
Now, the critical question, of course, though, is whether this stuff does harm, because it sounds too good to be true. What happened to the mice that you administered this to? And what happens to a healthy mouse you give it to? Do they have side effects?
So that's also a very important question that we were having. I mean, that's also why this study took us so long. And we showed that there was no toxicity. We've been treating mice, healthy mice, for over a year now. We started at 1 year of age, which is around 30, 40 years in mouse years. And we treated them for over a year, so another 30, 40 years. And they still do not show any negative symptoms. So there's no accelerated cancer development. There's no effects on the blood system. So as far as we can tell, this is perfectly safe to healthy mice.
But will it work in humans? Well, we're all going to have to age a little bit more while we wait for Peter to find out. That was Peter de Keyser from Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam, and that study just came out in the journal Cell.